This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, about 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, February the 13th. And we will be talking about our brains this hour and why sometimes we forget where we put our car keys, but how come we never forget how to drive? Does it work if you cram for a test? Does drinking kill brain cells? Are there exercises that you can do that will improve brain function? Answers to all of these questions coming up this hour as we talk with one of the co-authors of the new book, Welcome to Your Brain. First, let me welcome Cheryl Gasser, the Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. We have some wonderful news about last hour. We were needing to raise $6,000 in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you did it. You made the goal. Thank you so much.
A $6,000 goal met because of generous listeners like you. So thank you so much if you've called in a pledge during this pledge drive, or if you're a sustaining, ongoing member of Wisconsin Public Radio. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks tons. Now, how about you? Is it time to renew? Has it been a while since you made a pledge? Have you never pledged before? It's really easy, and it's really needed, too, because your contributions make up a third of our budget in order to pay for the programs that you value, the program that you're listening to right now. You can decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's completely up to you, but call 1-800-383-9772 to take that step, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. And we have a new goal during this hour, Cheryl. It's a new hour, a new goal. $9,000 is the goal this hour.
To raise by 9 o'clock this morning. And we can do it. We've done it in hours past. We've done it because of you. You've done it. Your support has made it possible. And to encourage you to pledge your support this hour, for a pledge of $150 a year or more, break it down monthly, $12.50 a month, we'll be happy to send you our guest's book, Welcome to Your Brain, Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive. It's a book filled with trivia and quizzes, illustrations, the differences between men's brains and women's brains. You'll learn a lot about yourself. You learn something new every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a wonderful example of the diversity of programming that Joy brings to you on Morning Drive from 6 to 9, Monday through Friday. And it's worth a pledge of support. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You know, we first talked to our guest, Dr. Wong, when he and his co-author of this book wrote a column that was in the New York Times. And you might remember this column and the program. It was many weeks ago, maybe even a few months ago, where they were talking about how Sudoku and crosswords and various mental games were all the rage. Mm-hmm. And you can even buy expensive computer programs to try to exercise your brain.
I've got one of those.
Do you have a computer
game? But they don't work.
But you know what he said? No, what it is that, it's not going to hurt if you want to, it'll make you a better puzzle player.
It's fun.
And it's fun, and it's not going to necessarily hurt, but it's not as beneficial as plain old-fashioned physical exercise mm-hmm. is to your brain. So we talked about how physical exercise was beneficial to your brain function and could keep your brain younger, so to speak. And that was a lot of fun. We did the program then, and when we learned he was going to be this book was going to be coming out, we thought, hey, let's talk to him about the book, Welcome to Your Brain. And we will do that this hour, and we will offer you the book as our thank you for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. It'll help pay for programs like this one and get you a great thank you gift at the same time. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. So happy to report that already 4 people have called in pledges during this hour and about $600 raised toward that $9,000 goal.
Many listeners picking up the book, Welcome to Your Brain, for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. We also, at that level, will be happy to send you the member benefit card. It's a year-long benefit. It offers you 2-for-1 entrees at hundreds of restaurants around the state, 2 nights for the price of 1 at many bed and breakfasts. That alone, a night or 2 at a bed and breakfast may recoup your cost for a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-383-9772. We'll be going to our guest in just a few minutes, and I know you'll want to hear the interview, so get your call in now or go to the web at WPR.org and make your pledge. It takes 2 to 3 minutes, and you'll be able to sit back, listen to the interview with Dr. Wong, and know that you've done your part to support Wisconsin Public Radio and support the programming that you're hearing.
And you support Wisconsin Public Radio because it provides a wide variety of information. It meets your needs for talk about politics, for talk about all sorts of different social issues, for talk about science, for talk about your health, for information and entertainment every day on the Ideas Network. You're interested in the science of your brain. You're interested in how your brain works. Certainly the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio makes your brain work. Mm-hmm. And right now, we hope that you will help pay for this program with a pledge of any amount. We have seen pledges so far this drive ranging from $20 to $10,000, Cheryl. So you decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and make that call. Whatever amount is comfortable for you, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Any amount makes you a member. Every pledge is important and welcome. Your donation supports everything that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, not only Joy Cardine, but also Larry Mueller, On Point, Science Friday, Weekends, People's Pharmacy, What Do You Know, Car Talk, the list goes on and on. There's great information, education, entertainment, the news, the talk, the music. We bring it all to you here on Wisconsin Public Radio, but we couldn't do it without your support. So please don't put it off. Call now, 800-383-9772, or pledge online. It's safe and secure at WPR.org.
Thanks to Robert in Greenfield, who called in a pledge in the last few minutes. He enjoys the guests and all the information that they provide. That's right. We do find, producers Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson and all the producers at Wisconsin Public Radio find the very best guests to talk with you for a full hour. For the most part, you get to hear from some really world-renowned guests every single day on the Ideas Network, and you have access to calling up and asking your own question. It's great to hear callers from all over the state to hear what's on their minds. Is that worth a pledge of support? How about helping to pay for the call-in line with your pledge? How about helping to pay for all of the costs that are associated with putting together programs like this? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And the quality of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio reflects a great financial investment by current members of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have right around 40,000 listener contributors. We have over 400,000 listeners. So that means 1 in 10 of you listening right now is a member. There's definitely room for the rest of you. If you've been listening for a long time, or if you've just discovered Wisconsin Public Radio, won't you become a listener contributor to support the programming that you count on day in and day out? We have a goal of $9,000. We've raised $720 so far toward that goal. Still a long way to go, but you can do it. We make those hourly goals call by call or web pledge by web pledge at WPR.org.
Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later. We have raised $720 so far toward that $9,000 goal. Oops, it just jumped up $900 toward that $9,000 goal. So great. We're about a tenth of the way there, but keep those pledges a-coming. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll welcome in Sam Wong, author of Welcome to Your Brain, Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive, and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life, in just a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, inviting you to call in with any questions you have about your brain at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Maybe you have questions about brain development and how to keep our brain function healthy, or you're wondering whether listening to classical music makes babies smarter or not. Or maybe you're wondering if your college student son, if it works for him to be cramming for that test. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest knows the answers to these questions. And we welcome him in this hour. Sam Wong is Associate Professor of Molecular Biology and Neuroscience at Princeton University. He is co-author with Sandra Amott of the book Welcome to Your Brain, Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us. You're joining us from some studios at Princeton University, or where are you?
That's right. We're here in Princeton, New Jersey, in the ivy-covered walls of Princeton.
We appreciate you taking the time. It's great to have you back. I was just mentioning that we had you on when you and your co-author wrote a column that was in the New York Times that got a lot of response from our callers and others, I'm sure, about how maybe doing all those puzzles and brain exercises, maybe it's not a waste of time, but doing good old-fashioned physical exercise might be better for your brain.
Yes, we got a big response for that editorial because it's so popularly believed that these exercises like Brain Age or Sudoku are kind of a magic bullet for making your brain function better late in life. And they don't hurt because, as I think I heard you say earlier, they help with a specific task. If you're having trouble with reaction time or remembering a list, they're not bad for that. But what we said in the editorial was physical exercise improves general brain function across the board.
Yeah.
And people were surprised to hear that.
That's right. And I remember you did give me some advice, which I guess it helps a little bit, but I still go to the grocery store and forget the main item I went to, so that I still have to work at it.
Got to work on those memorization games.
But you know what? I do a lot of physical exercise, so you're not saying that doing a lot of physical exercise is going to give me a better memory. I still might have some lapses here and there, right?
Physical exercise will help you keep what you have, but certainly it's not a bad idea to practice specific tasks or to have a generally intellectually engaged lifestyle. People who learn languages, play instruments, and so on, have complex hobbies, find that they have improved function that stays with them late into life.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot more in the book other than brain puzzles and brain health there. What made you decide to put together a book introducing us to our brain?
Well, I'm a working neuroscientist. I run a laboratory here at Princeton. My co-author is a leading editor of the world's leading journal in neuroscience. And we found that when we met people we encountered just going places, traveling, and we told them we worked in the brain, they got interested in that. And then they started asking us questions. And they asked us things like, is it true that we only use 10% of our brains? Does drinking alcohol kill brain cells? And I realized that popular beliefs about the brain are very different from what neuroscientists know from working in the laboratory. And I thought it'd be fun to write a book that bridged that gap so that people could hear what neuroscientists have been doing and maybe get some useful tips for their own lives.
So is it true that we only use 10% of our brains?
Absolutely not. We use our entire brains. It's funny because you can even see it in bus station advertisements that you can use 12% of your brain, you'd be so much better. We use all our brains, and one way to tell is that, tragically, when people have strokes, even damage to sometimes even a small part of the brain can cause big changes in function. And so it's definitely the case that we use our whole brains. The myth probably came from Dale Carnegie, who in How to Win Friends and Influence People, I believe in the preface, it says that we only use 10% of our brains. We may only use a small fraction of our brain's potential, but that's different from using 10% of the brain.
Yeah. And then you said, what about, does listening to Mozart make babies smarter?
Again, a very sad, sad story. So there is a grain of truth in it. It turns out there was a study in the leading journal Nature, I think about 10 years ago, in which college students were played classical music, and they did briefly better on an exam. But it only lasted for about half an hour. And through hook and by crook, this became a big myth about playing Mozart to babies. It turns out that that the best thing for children is for them to learn a musical instrument. And learning a musical instrument leads to the development of skills that seems to be associated with increased cognitive function later on.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this the last time, too, but since we're whipping through some myths here, it is a myth that drinking alcohol kills brain cells. I thought that was true.
That is, it's not true. So it turns out that Okay, so let's see. So it turns out that if you drink alcohol a lot, and what I mean is day in, day out for long periods of time, eventually there's brain shrinkage and there is brain damage of that type. But it turns out that the number of cells is the same. So you're not killing brain cells. What happens is probably that individual cells shrink. Individual cells have these bushy inputs that they have called dendrites, and probably those dendrites grow and shrink throughout life. And drinking tends to make them shrink. So drinking does not kill brain cells. So that joke that people tell at parties is sadly, sadly not true. Actually, it's happily not true.
But
it's a myth.
Yeah, we are talking with Sam Wong. He is co-author of the book Welcome to Your Brain: Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life. Sam Wong is an associate professor of molecular biology and neuroscience at Princeton University, and he's here to answer your questions about your brain. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, toll free from anywhere if you'd like to join in with a question. In Madison, 263-1890. Callie in Milwaukee is with us first. Hi, Callie, you're on the air.
Hi, you know what, I can only hear you and I didn't hear the guest as I'm on the phone, so maybe they can fix that. I do have a question about chess. At my son's elementary school for 5 years, we had a wonderful chess teacher, actually two of them, from Serbia, and I wanted to know if there were any studies on the effects of chess on the brain, and also there was, after 5 years of observation, the boys were, I would say, so much better in chess than girls, and also Russian students and Central European students were better. And I wonder if that was the discipline of it. So my question is really about chess.
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm sorry you can't hear when you're waiting on hold the guest. We'll see if we can fix that. But if you hang up, you'll listen on the radio. So what does chess do to our brains?
Well, let's see. Well, Callie's question is an interesting one because chess clearly engages a variety of skills, including spatial relationships, mathematical reasoning, and reasoning to look ahead. And this engages a number of brain areas. And it's certainly good for the brain in the way that complex hobbies, like we were just talking about, like learning a language or, say, playing bridge, chess is in that category of intellectual engagement that's good for general brain development. And it's sufficiently complex that it's probably good for developing a variety of skills. I guess she asked a few questions.
Yeah, are boys and girls different when it comes? You know, she thought boys were better at chess, and maybe there's a different brain function.
That's interesting. In most places where people have tested men and women and boys and girls, there are not such large differences in many functions. But one area in which at least men are better than women is spatial rotation. So taking a picture of an object and then rotating it and looking at it from another angle. And so it's possible that that's a skill that that perhaps is something that boys may be better than girls at. But I don't, the evidence is better for adults. I can't recall right now about whether this is the case for boys. But spatial rotation is one, spatial reasoning is one kind of skill.
Yeah.
By the way, should I tell Callie how to get better performance out of her cell phone?
Sure.
Okay, so if she's on her cell phone, she may have tried to get better performance by putting her finger over her ear, because this is something we all commonly do to get better use of our cell phones. But what she could try next time she has a bad connection is putting her finger over the mouthpiece when she's trying to listen to the other person. And the reason for this is that there's feedback from the room, from the surroundings, that gets into the phone, gets fed back into her ear, and makes it hard for her to hear what the other person's voice is. And that's a hard task for the brain to separate left ear from right ear sounds if both ears have room noise. And so if you put your finger over the mouthpiece, you're now creating a situation where it's your friend's voice on one end, on one ear, and the room noise on the other ear, and your brain is very good at doing that separation problem.
Interesting. You know all sorts of things. You know, I saw a news story once about how men and women or girls and boys listen differently. And it kind of had something to do with that, whereas, can you tell us anything about how, if brains are different in men and women when it comes to processing hearing?
Processing hearing. I don't know of evidence that men and women process sounds differently, but, so you mean like
Well, what it was, it was that men, it was something about how they could tune out their wife's voice asking them to do something, you know, something
like that. Oh, dear. I think that looking for a neuroscientific explanation in hearing mechanisms for why you don't listen to your mate or partner is probably, looking for excuses.
We have had guests on this program, though, who were advocates of same-sex education, like having boys and girls learn separately in different schools or different classrooms. And the claim was that boys and girls learned differently. Any brain scientific brain explanation for that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'll say one thing about same-sex and different-sex education. This is a little bit out of my field, but my understanding is that often, for instance, girls do better in same-sex education, but this has been examined in a little bit more detail, and my understanding is that it's because there are fewer disruptions, and so really it has to do with the amount of disruption in class, and that's a major factor in how effective learning can be in the classroom. And so that's believed to be a major factor. As far as learning strategies in the classroom, I don't know the answer to that.
Tom in Appleton is with us. Hi, Tom.
Yes, hello. Like one of the previous callers, while waiting here, I was only able to hear half the conversation. So I'm going to ask my question and then hang up. Hopefully your technicians can fix that problem. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to hear the guest. I had emergency brain surgery about 5 years ago. I had an infection that somehow got in my inside my skull. I've made a full recovery, but I'm concerned about some of the long-term effects. I do have some Alzheimer's history in my family, but only in the 85-year-old and plus. I have taken many measures that you recommended, which I would have done anyway. I'm vegetarian and I exercise frequently. But I'm wondering if there's anything else or what my chances are of resurrecting other problems further down the line.
Well, let's see. Hi, Tom. Can you hear me at all?
He's going to hang up and listen on the radio. For some reason, the radio feed is not being fed to the caller's phone.
Okay.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that Tom is doing the right things. Generally speaking, things that are good for your body and for your heart are also good for your brain. And so for him to be a vegetarian is not a bad thing, and for him to exercise is a very good thing, as we've talked about. The Alzheimer's history in his family, from his description, sounds like it's pretty late onset, and so that's a relatively low risk. I think the only thing I would, off the top of my head, add to what he ought to be doing is that he might consider having a little bit of red wine. Up to a couple of glasses a day has been shown to have some protective effects for both heart disease and also for stroke, and so that might be a good thing for him. And let's see, I can't recall whether he mentioned complex intellectual hobbies, but maintaining, as we've talked about before, an engaged intellectual lifestyle will be very good for retaining function later on. Yeah. It sounds like his recovery has gone very, very well.
Yes, thanks a lot, Tom, for calling. Our next caller is Keith in Port Edwards. Hi, Keith, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for your program. The question I have for the doctor, I have lost total vision over the last year in my right eye. Actually, it's been gone for a year. And I know that there's adjustment to the vision, but perceptually, you know, when you see things close up, there's a difference. And I guess it's not only the vision, but I guess there's a I feel like there is a brain change, and I'm kind of wondering if you can give me some insight into that. I'll hang up and listen like your previous guest.
Keith, how old are you?
I am 61.
So one thing that happens later in life that I think many people know about is a loss of elasticity in the lens of the eye, and it becomes harder to see it close distances. And I wonder whether that's what that's one contributing factor to this close vision thing he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And as far as loss of total vision in the right eye, one possible reason is something like a cataract or a physical occlusion in the eye. But if he doesn't think that's the problem, then maybe he might consider seeing a neurologist about that, because a focal symptom like that, you know, has a small chance of being something more serious.
Thanks, Keith, for the call. Dr. Wong, why is it that we can lose our car keys, but we never forget how to drive?
Oh, well, the reason that we can lose one skill but not the other is that we have multiple memory systems in our brain. And so one kind of skill is a motor skill. So, for instance, motor skills are often learned with the help of the cerebellum, which is an area that my laboratory studies. And then car keys is more spatial memory. And so these are different memory systems that decline at different times. And in particular, declarative memory and spatial memory are things that begin to decline surprisingly early, in the 30s. And then there are later, and there are deeper skills like how to drive that are more ingrained. And then there are other skills like self-control, reacting appropriately in social situations, planning ahead. Those last for longer. And those really, you only notice declines later in life. And so these different systems decline at different times in life.
Next, we go to Susan in Madison. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Vitamin B12 is associated with a certain kind of brain degeneration if there's a deficiency, which is a risk of for vegetarians unless they have some supplements or fortified foods. Would the doctor comment on that?
The result of vitamin B12 deficiencies can have some brain effects?
Oh, that particular vitamin deficiency, I don't know about. I am sorry to report that I am not a vegetarian, but in general, diets that are even a vegetarian diet that has a variety of foods in it, including nuts, legumes, dark green leafy vegetables, will give you what you need. I did not know that it was necessary to supplement with B12, and I'm not sure what the supplementation is for that. So I can't really comment on that much in a much more knowledgeable way than that.
Yeah. Can you talk about addiction and the brain, why the brain's role if somebody's hooked on smoking or gambling or something else?
Addiction is interesting because it's basically a brain mechanism that that used normally is very good for our brains because it activates something called reward circuitry. So whenever you encounter something unexpectedly good, so if you run into a friend when you weren't expecting to, or when you find, I don't know, money on the sidewalk, your brain secretes a little burst of this chemical dopamine, and dopamine gets broadcast to other parts of the brain and signals that something good really happened and helps you remember that you should, in fact, look for that thing to happen again. And addiction basically hijacks this mechanism and takes some unnatural substance like cocaine or amphetamine or alcohol and basically triggers reward circuitry that then makes you obsessively seek that behavior. And so addiction is basically a misuse of a naturally occurring brain mechanism.
Mm-hmm. David in Ironwood. Hi, David.
Hello. My question is, I always said that the brain is good at connecting things. I always challenge people, try to think of something you never saw, taste, or heard. I mean, it's impossible, but the brain is good at putting things together. And I just was wondering what he has to say about that. And also, is there anything that is good? I injured my back, and I have numbness in my legs. Is there any particular thing in the diet good for helping nerves and the nervous system recover?
I don't know if you have answers to that kind of question, Dr. Wong.
Well, let's see. Let's answer the thing that I'll give a better answer on, which is the brain for connecting things. One of the things that our brains are very good at, and our species brain is better at than has the biggest of, is the cortex. And the neocortex is, among other things, an association machine. It's good at drawing connections, looking for causal relationships, looking for correlations, and guessing that there's some kind of cause and effect thing going on. And so that happens by a process called neural plasticity. So your brain is constantly forming and breaking connections, and that happens throughout life. And that's a process that is sometimes called neuroplasticity, also called synaptic plasticity. And we are owners of this complex machine with 100 billion neurons, 100 billion brain cells that are capable of making these connections and breaking them. And so that's one version of understanding what it is the brain does when it makes these connections.
Thanks to David for the call. Let me remind listeners that we have still a few more minutes with Sam Wong, who is co-author of the book Welcome to Your Brain: Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive, and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life. Talking about some common myths that we have about our brains and brain function and some of the science on how our brains work. 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and welcoming your calls about your brain for our guest this hour. And I want to remind you that, yes, indeed, we are in the Winter Pledge Drive still, and we are working toward a $9,000 goal for this hour. $6,500 to go. With your help, we have raised $2,500 this hour. That's a great start, but still a ways to go. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge of support for Wisconsin Public Radio to improve the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio and to ensure that this service comes your way for at least another year or more. A third of our budget comes from listener contributions from listeners like you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. The special thank you gift during this hour is a copy of our guest's book for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $12.50 a month or more. If you'd like it, we will send you Welcome to Your Brain, Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive, and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life. And our next caller for Professor Wong is James in Belvedere. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wong. Hi.
Hi, James.
My question is about depression. How men and women see depression differently. It might be a gender thing, or is it something that men are mechanically inclined in different ways, and of course I see that we analyze things differently. But how's that different? Because it seems like it routes around the depression. How's that affect the brain? And how's the brain cope with that?
Well, that's a great question. So one thing that's reported, I guess as our caller already knows, is that the incidence of reported depression is higher in women than in men, and it's not clear why that is. And one possibility that can't really be ruled out is that men are less likely to report depression. You know, the stereotype is something like women will, say, cry and talk about their feelings, and men will go and take their car and wrap it around a telephone pole. And so there is a tendency for there is the possibility of differences in reporting. Another interesting fact is that the incidence of depression in the medical literature appears to have increased in the last 100 years. And so around World War I, it was believed that the incidence of depression was very low, like 1%. And now in our time is more like 15%. And the question is whether that's a real increase or whether it's somehow induced by conditions of modern life. And so I think depression is something that is that certainly afflicts both men and women, but it's not obvious why the reported rates are different. Was there another part to his question? I think that's really the answer to his question.
Well, thank you.
If you're addicted to public radio, we would like to hear from you. Some technical issues that we're trying to work out. I hope you can hear me. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Joining me in the studio for the rest of this hour, Cheryl Gasser, the Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. So Cheryl, did someone give me the hook there, or what's going on?
We're not sure what happened. We're looking into it. You know, we could hear the guest. We couldn't hear you for about a minute or so, but now we're back.
Yeah, and the callers couldn't hear the guest for the first part of the program. So we had gremlins, huh?
Technical glitches. We apologize for that. But we are asking this hour for your support to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong, to help us with those technical difficulties with your pledge of support, 800-383-9772. And I'm happy to report, Joy, we are a third of the way there. We have a goal of $9,000 to raise by 9 o'clock this morning, and we have raised over $3,000. You, the listener, thank you so much for your support. 23 of you have called in a pledge, 8 brand new members this hour. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't, that we had those issues at the end. I was going to talk to Dr. Wong about the effects of meditation on the brain and the effects of stress on the brain, and talk a little bit, see what his opinion was of yoga. I happen to know from the last time we talked to him, when he wrote the column, the op-ed in the New York Times, that he is a big advocate of yoga. He thinks it does help de-stress the brain and helps brain function, because you're also doing physical activity.
Right, right.
You know, so you got the physical activity, the meditation. And the reason I bring this up, in case you haven't heard, we're having a yoga party. It's actually a yoga 101 class, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be in a party kind of atmosphere where Tom Clark, Zorba Pastor, Dr. Zorba Pastor, and I'm going to be doing the yoga. Cheryl, we might get you to do the yoga. Yeah. Listeners who pledge $400 to support Wisconsin Public Radio will be there to do some yoga, have some fun after the yoga class. We'll eat some really great food. It's on a Saturday afternoon, April the 5th, from 2 until 4 in the afternoon at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, which is right next to Madison. And I hope you'll join us as a way to try something new, as a way to de-stress, as a way to help work out our brains. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $400 for one ticket to the special yoga class and party. We have 18 tickets left. One ticket, $400. Two tickets, $800. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
For a pledge of $12.50 a month, we'll also be happy to send you our guest's book this hour, Dr. Wong's book, Welcome to Your Brain While You Lose Your Car Keys. But never forget how to drive. It's just chock full of information about your brain, how your brain affects your religion, how men's brains differ from women's brains, how to cope with jet lag, just chock full of information, a great reference guide, something to add to your book collection, your bookshelf for lifelong learning. We know you care about your health and the health of Wisconsin Public Radio, whether it's physical or mental for you. And we give you a wonderful mix here on Joy's show: politics, health, education, international news, state news. We bring it all to you. She does a great job 15 hours a week. And this is your chance with your pledge of financial support to say thank you right back to Joy for everything she brings you here on Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or at 1-800-383-9772.
Well, thanks, Cheryl, and I won't say that this isn't work, because it is work to mm-hmm, be prepared indeed. To do a radio program and to deal with technical glitches when they occur, and to try to think on your feet and make sure that you're doing everything properly. But you know what? Sometimes I do. I will admit it. Sometimes I do say to myself, "Wow, this is great. I'm getting paid to learn something new every day. My job is talking to fascinating guests every single day. I get to meet some notable politicians and some famous scientists and world-renowned educators, even if it is just over the telephone and sure. via the radio waves. But I hope that you, too, learn something new from every single guest that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledges help pay for all of this, and it's up to you to decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you want a copy of this book, Welcome to Your Brain. Then it's $12.50 a month or $150 a year. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
We all have our own personal reasons for pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it is because you count on Joy for the news and information of the day. You know, if it's in the news, if it's political, you're going to hear about it on Joy's program. Maybe you pledge for the news, the newscast, the wonderful newscast from National Public Radio and our reporters here in Wisconsin. Maybe you like the lighter fare that we bring to you on occasion. Maybe you enjoy the Week in Review and the State Capitol Report. And I'm sure that you don't just listen to Joy. You listen throughout the day, perhaps to Kathleen and to Larry and Chapter a Day, Talk of the Nation, Gene Faraca, Ben Marin's On Point. The list goes on and on. And that's just during the week. And then there's another wonderful set of programs for you on the weekends. Maybe you enjoy the music service as well. What is that kind of programming, that kind of diversity, that kind of variety worth to you? Make up your mind and make a pledge. Make a difference at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Your pledge indeed does make a difference. This service would not be what it is without listener contributions. Your pledge during this hour will help us toward that $9,000 goal. Right now, $3,300 and some change raised toward that goal, just 10 minutes left in the hour, to encourage you to take that step, to go to the phone, to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at a level that is comfortable for you, whatever that may be. Maybe it is the $10 a month. Maybe it's the $100 a month. Maybe it's somewhere in between. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. And remember, just this hour, that our thank you gift is the book that we were talking about, On Your Brain, Welcome to Your Brain, Why You Lose Your Car Keys But Never Forget How to Drive and Other Puzzles of Everyday Life.
Wisconsin Public Radio, you learn something new every day on Joy's show. Wisconsin Public Radio is good for your brain. We are your source for lifelong learning. We're your constant companion. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's a unique service. You're not going to find a programming stream like this anywhere else on your radio dial, anywhere else in the country. The Ideas Network is so unique, and it's here because of listener support. One-third of our funding comes from listeners just like you, and that's why we come to you a couple times a year to help grow our membership, to help grow our family of listener contributors. 1-800-383-9772. Decide why Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you and decide how much you'd like to contribute and make that pledge. WPR.org is another way. It's a safe and secure server. Either way, it takes just a few minutes.
Thanks to Deborah in Pulaski, who called in a pledge this hour. I recently started listening to Wisconsin Public Radio while traveling, she says. Now I listen to it all the time, and I'm driving and when I'm at home as well. I enjoy the variety of topics. I have learned a wealth of information on the election process that I never realized before. Mm-hmm. Great job. Well, Deborah, thank you very much. Great job to you, too, for helping to pay for it. It's listeners like you that make this service possible. With your pledge of any amount, $12.50 a month if you'd like the thank you gift, Welcome to Your Brain, and the member benefit card, but you decide how much to pledge, and any pledge makes you a member. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Janet in Twin Lakes also called in a pledge. She thinks this is her, I guess, absolute source of information. I love it. I have the radio on all the time. It's an excellent source of education. So we're an absolute source of information and an excellent source of education. Thank you very much to Janet in Twin Lakes.
1-800-383-9772. Call that number. A friendly volunteer will answer the phone, ask you who you are, how much you'd like to contribute in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and how you'd like to pay for that. Rest assured that we keep all of your information private. We don't sell it. We don't trade it. It's confidential between you and Wisconsin Public Radio. And the way you pay is also up to you. You can put it on a credit card right away over the phone or on the web. You can ask us to send you a reminder in the mail and mail us a check. You can do monthly installments, break it up if it's easier for you over the course of a year. Any amount makes you a member. Every pledge is important. Just a few minutes left this hour, and for a pledge again of $12.50 this hour only, a chance to pick up Dr. Roizen's book, You, the Manual, and learn how
Nope. Oh, you got yesterday. You got last hour's book there.
Oh, so sorry.
Welcome to Your Brain. Welcome to Your Brain by Sam Wong, our guest in this past hour, who was telling us that all sorts of common myths about our brain and how to make our brains work better. Lots of information in this book. Like, you know, he mentions in the book, if you lose your glasses, that's nothing to worry about. That doesn't mean, you know, you're developing Alzheimer's disease. But, and he's not trying to be funny here, if you forget that you wear glasses, then you might have some dementia issues to worry about. So there's all sorts of information on, you know, you're losing your memory. Does that mean you have Alzheimer's disease? How to keep our brain neurons firing? How the brain works when it comes to emotions and addiction and memory? All sorts of interesting information and practical information on your brain and how to keep your brain healthy. Yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. A $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $4,000 raised toward that $9,000 goal. That's great. We're almost halfway there, but only 5 minutes left in the hour, Cheryl.
Definitely, though, time for your call, time for your web pledge. Either way you pledge, it takes 2 to 3 minutes, and you are on your way. Do your part to help support the programming that you listen to every day. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks to Susan in Grays Lakes, who says she has been in Grays Lake. I have been supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for 4 years now. I listen every day to and from work.
Thank you
so much, Susan. So we're happy to keep you company on your commute to and from work. And she has been regularly supporting for 4 years now. How about you? You can call to renew your pledge. Maybe you've never pledged before because you didn't think it was important, or you didn't think we were talking to you. Well, we are, and it is. 1-800-383-9772 to pledge any amount to support this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to Jeff in Spring Green, who also called in a pledge this hour. He says that this program is good wake-up material. All right. I'm glad you think so, Jeff. Thanks a lot for your pledge.
800-383-9772 or WPR. .org. Consider a sustaining gift. Becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio means that you pledge on a monthly basis. Maybe it's $5 a month, maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month, whatever is comfortable for you. But that support is so important to the programming that you hear day in, day out on Wisconsin Public Radio. We are almost halfway there. Your call will make a difference, whatever the amount. Help us reach that $9,000 goal by 9 o'clock this morning at 800-383-9772.
Find out how your brain changes throughout life in this book and how it works, and find out the effect of meditation and even yoga on your brain. Mm-hmm. One more reminder that we still have some tickets left to this special yoga party on April the 5th. Saturday, April the 5th from 2 until 4 in the afternoon at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg, where you can join a class of listeners like you, some people probably who have never done yoga before, others who maybe have done it for a while. I've been doing yoga for quite a few years, but I'm no pro at it necessarily. And Dr. Zorba Pastor will be there. He says he's done it a couple times too. He's a meditator, but he's a believer that yoga is healthy for you. And then the curmudgeon of all curmudgeons, Tom Clark, is going to be there doing yoga too. And it's worth it to support Wisconsin Public Radio at $400 to attend this special event, this special yoga party, great food afterwards, if for nothing else, to see Tom Clark doing yoga. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. If we can convince a few of you to do the yoga party with us, we'll be very close to making that goal.
$9,000 in just a few minutes left this hour. We're over halfway there. Thank you so much. 37 members pledging this hour, 10 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio, and for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more, we will be so happy if you like it to send you our guest book, Welcome to Your Brain, again, $150 a year or more, and we'll also be sending you the member benefit card at that same level. But get your call in now. Don't wait. 800-383-9772.
That's right. Just a few more minutes to go for you to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio if you want this thank you gift, Welcome to Your Brain. But you pledge any amount that's comfortable to you. You don't have to take the book, but your pledge still is going to be put to good use, paying for the programming that you're listening to right now. We really thank you if you've already called in your pledge or you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You really do make a difference. You still have time, though. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, thanks very much. And thanks to Karen Prager and Leo Duran for producing the hour. And thank you again for all of your support. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.